We're heading into a pretty interesting weekend, lots of really cool events. And, you know, one of the things I love this time of the year, Mr. Douglas, is the fact that if you were a golfer, you have so many different options, lots of great golf outings, and many go towards great causes. You have a chance to mingle with some great people and eat some great food and have a great time along the way. And this Friday, the Lorain County Health Clinic, or the Lorain County Free Clinic, is having a golf outing, which will be pretty awesome. As a matter of fact, they've been doing this outing for just over 2 decades now. You have a golf outing going for 2 decades, you're doing something right.
I would agree with that.
We have Paul Baumgartner on the line with us right now with the Lorain County Free Clinic. Paul, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Good afternoon, Bull and Matt. I'm pleased to be able to be joining you this afternoon to talk a little bit about the golf outing and the free clinic. And this will be the year number 23, so we're excited about its longevity.
Well, let's get right into the golf outing itself. And we mentioned it's this Friday. You guys have a lot of awesome things lined up here. I'll let you explain, though, why it's so incredible. You guys have some raffles. You guys have prizes, a Bloody Mary bar, too. We'll get into all of that. What are the basic details for the golf outing this Friday?
Well, the golf outing, we still have openings. So any Lorain County WEOL listeners that are golfers, there's still time to join us out on the links on Friday. The event starts at 11 a.m. with an awesome mega Bloody Mary bar, and then lunch at 11:30, and then shotgun start at noon, and then immediately following the shotgun or the golf is our steak fry. So it you get there about 11, you get out of there about 6, but it's all about taking the afternoon off for a good cause, a great cause. And again, we still have slots available, so we would welcome anybody that would like to come out and spend a nice. Usually, we've done it 23 years, but we've had rain once, so we're counting on that weather forecast to hold true again this year.
We'll make sure we tell everybody listening to do their anti-rain dance on Friday so that you can keep that incredible streak alive as well.
Yeah,
well,
thank you.
We're going to get into the raffles and prizes in just a second, but you've teased this already, so I have to ask. You know, we were discussing this earlier. Every golf outing has its own unique aspects to it. You described it, my friend, as a mega Bloody Mary bar. Before everyone hits the links, please tell us about this mega Bloody Mary bar.
Well, it's a feature of the event that was very popular last year. It's sponsored by Decor Options. Actually, one of the members of the golf committee decided that we needed to mix it up a little bit and offer something different and new. And last year, it was a huge hit. So, Decor Options and then the Amherst Eagles are the sponsors of that this year. And that starts at 11 a.m. and it is just loaded with anything that you can imagine: bacon, shrimp, you know, the olives, the celery, anything you can imagine that they put into Bloody Marys. I think it'll be on that bar that morning.
Paul, you talked quite a bit about some of the things going on there. I'm that guy people call when they absolutely have no other choice and need a fourth or something. I'm the world's worst golfer, I'm convinced. But you mentioned there's a steak fry at the end of this thing, too. So there's lots more than just golf for people to enjoy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's beverages throughout the day. There's games out on the course at different holes. But then we wrap it up and we have the awards, brief awards ceremony for the top three teams, and we have a skins game, so we announce the winner for skins, and so there's a lot that goes on throughout the afternoon. We have another feature that's called the Dixon Challenge, and it's closest to the green, and you have a chance to win golf balls and golf clubs and things of that nature. So there are a lot of things from the time you get there to the time you leave that it makes the day. It goes by quick, but it's a lot of fun.
I'd imagine that's because it's as competitive as you guys have made it with all the different games that are out there, too.
Right, So yeah, we try to mix it up a little bit every year, so it's not the same thing. This will be our third year at Fox Creek Golf and Racquet Club over on Colby Road, and they have been wonderful in hosting our event and working with us, so we appreciate that. And it's a relatively challenging course, but it's been a good venue for us for the last 2 years.
Paul Baumgartner with the Lorain County Free Clinic, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We're talking about their golf outing this Friday, and they've been going after it with this golf outing for over two decades. It begins with a Bloody Mary bar, and then lunch, and then golf, and a steak fry for dinner. So it sounds like there's something for just about everybody. And you mentioned earlier that you guys have raffles, you guys have prizes. What kinds of prizes will you guys have available?
Oh, we've got some cool stuff once again this year. We have the traditional things. You know, your cooler of cheer. It's a giant a cooler filled with different types of spirits. We have a couple of amazing golf items. Hit the links. We have a different package deals where we put four rounds of golf from four different golf courses and several gift cards for restaurants so that people can go golf and enjoy the day and then go out for dinner afterwards at a place that they'd like to pick out. We had a really cool thing this year. It's called Tribe Center Field of Dream Package with John Adams. Now, we all know who John Adams is, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, the Indians fan drummer, and John is given his tickets for the winner to actually sit with him up in the bleachers and during the any ball game, regular season ball game between now and the end of the season. We throw in a Mike Clevenger autographed ball and some Great Lakes Brewing Rally Drum Red Ale. That's a Red Drum Ale was made in the spirit or for John Adams himself by Great Lakes. And then we've got items from Lowe's, both in Lorain and Elyria, Liberty Ford in Vermilion. Giuseppe's Wine Cellar always puts together a fantastic craft beer basket. We've got items from the Cleveland Browns that have been signed, and hopefully this is the year that we turn the corner there and we'll create some more excitement about them. And, of course, then we have some more Cleveland Indians field box seats to give away. So there's a quite a variety of items that people can throw their ticket in.
That's really good stuff. And see, I think that's the one thing about golf outings, and I know Matt alluded to this earlier. When you go to a golf outing, everybody just kind of assumes that you have to be a good golfer or an avid golfer. You can go to an event like this and essentially not really golf at all. You can go there, still have a great time with a steak fry, the Bloody Mary bar. You can kind of enjoy the festivities. You can throw some raffle tickets in, hope that you get lucky at the end. And I know you mentioned this earlier, and I'm going to bring it up here again. You mentioned, and this has been posted on the flyer also, take the afternoon off for a good cause. Explain the cause.
Well, it's for the it's funds raised from these events, the golf outing, that help sustain the mission and the work of the Lorain County Free Clinic. And we provide access to health care, including medicines, to uninsured and underserved adults in Lorain County and Eastern Erie County. So it's for people that really that really don't have affordable access to medicines and may have one or more chronic conditions, hypertension, asthma, high cholesterol, diabetes. So these are all really chronic conditions that, left untreated, can create all kinds of problems down the road. So we have a model that all of our volunteer medical providers are volunteers. So our doctors, our nurses, our pharmacists, they all come to us and they give up their time after hours or on their day off and provide a level of healthcare and provide and practice medicine basically the way it was intended. And we have been doing that now. This will be we'll be going into our 32nd year in existence. And we recently moved to Oberlin Avenue in Lorain. So that's where we're located, near Redmond's Bowling Alley. We also have a satellite office on Leona Street in Elyria, near Lowe's. So we have accessible office locations and appointment slots for people that may be in need, and they should check us out on our website. And it's something that we can get people linked up to healthcare pretty easily.
Absolutely, no question about that. And again, you know, we've talked about the golf outing, how you guys have been doing it. This will be the 23rd year now for this. How has this golf outing grown? And I think for something like this, Paul, it certainly seems like for all of the services that you guys provide, and you just went through a big, long list of them, this is the kind of thing that it's really easy for people to get behind because, A, they get an afternoon and an evening full of entertainment and a great time, but I think this is the kind of thing that's easy for people to get involved with because they know because it goes towards such a great cause.
That's right. And it's, you know, and each year is different. It goes up and down. And, you know, you look back, you know, two decades, like you said, and, you know, there have been times when the economy is a little different, but things are going well now. So it's, and it's on a Friday afternoon, and it's an easy way to take a day off early of work and head out and support a really a worthy cause. So it's, we still, like I mentioned earlier, we still have openings. It's only $85 a person, so you get lunch, dinner, and everything in between with that. And, of course, everything else, the funds raised, both from the raffles and golf fees, go to help provide medical care right here in Lorain County.
You mentioned that Skins game earlier. Give us the details on the Skins game, and what does the winner of said Skins game get at the very end?
Well, it's $20 to enter, and you know, I'm a terrible golfer, but I still get into it. But it's usually the winner that has the most skins usually gets about $250. I forgot to mention the other thing we have a 50-50 raffle, and that's always a very popular thing, but. Between the skins and the raffle and the prizes, it generates some really good funds to help promote our cause.
No question about it. Well, Paul, you mentioned you guys have some openings for Friday. For those that are interested in finding out more about those openings and the golf outing and more about what you guys do, where can they go to get that information?
Well, they can. The easiest way right now is to, if you're listening out there and we've piqued your interest and you want to give it a shot to join us on Friday, just Google Lorain County Free Clinic, and that'll take you right to our website. But our website is lcfreeclinic.org.
Simply
put. And they can call us, they can call or email, and or sign up right there online under the golf outing.
And you guys put this at a wonderful time because, as you stated earlier, you can take the afternoon off. The festivities get going a little bit before high noon. It's a shotgun start for this bad boy, right?
That's right.
So you can take a half day Friday, and you can have a heck of a lot of fun that supports a wonderful cause. Paul, thank you so much for joining us. As always, a pleasure catching up and discussing the golf outing this Friday. We hope that Mother Nature cooperates so you guys can continue that great streak, keep the rain away, and hopefully Friday goes well.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good talking to you both.
Thank you, Paul. Paul Baumgartner with the Lorain County Free Clinic. You can visit lcfreeclinic.org, lcfreeclinic.org.